Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, the only show in San Diego that basically highlights racers, mainly kids. We do a lot of kid interviews. In fact, we're hoping to get Austin Edwards to call in. He was at the Orange Show last night. I don't know if it went as well as he would have liked, but we'll be hearing from him.
Mm-hmm. That's racing.
Yeah, El Cajon Ford is our sponsor. We really, really, really want to thank El Cajon Ford for all their support. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. And a big happy birthday out to Mrs. Dyke. Paul Dyke's wife had her birthday yesterday. I think she's 22. ElCajonFord.com, ElCajonFord.com for all your automotive needs, new, used. I don't care what it is. Nobody, absolutely nobody treats you better, as Tony Gwynn always said. Well, it was a wild, wild weekend for motorsports. The All-Star race went off last night, which is your NASCAR free-for-all. Run for the money type of a situation. Some of the things that they did that were a little surprising, when they were qualifying for the race, there was no speed limit on pit lane.
Oh, no. That's a dangerous situation.
Kyle Larson comes off the track literally sideways at 150-something miles an hour.
Uh-oh.
Finally gets its point in the right, locks it up, and the pits were the most exciting thing, because you know you don't get to do that because there's speed limits. You know, we don't let you.
Yeah.
You know, we don't let you. But this is kind of a homage back to the days of gone by. And it was your typical stage races, which I like it. But Kyle Busch just basically walked away with everything. I think he won one, but he walked away with $1 million. He won $1 million. Last night. And
no points, just $1 million.
Yeah, no
points. And so you don't care about the points because you're getting $1 million.
You didn't even care about the car. It was all about the $1 million. And there was a lot of kids that had never been on that track before, a lot of rookies.
Oh.
But it was...
That'd be a tough one to do for your first race. Oh.
Yeah, that track is...
Wow.
That track is not too forgiving. Speaking of not forgiving, Indy 500 had their practice this weekend.
Yeah.
And these guys are going over 230 miles an hour. They're averaging 228, 229, 230. I mean, this is on a track where you've got a patch of rubber 6 inches by 6 inches.
And it's narrow. You can't tell from TV, but I've been on the track, and it is narrow, and it's frightening.
It's terribly frightening. And you listen to any of the drivers, they tell you it's frightening. They will flat tell you, well, you can see, that a lot of the guys were having issues. The wind was up, and wind at Indy is always bad.
And it rained yesterday. And they had to delay the practice.
Total green track.
Yeah, so they dried it and then put them on, but still.
Then, of course, Sebastian Bourdais is coming out of turn one, going into turn two, and the slow-mo shows that the back end started to come around, and he overcorrected it. Not a lot, it doesn't take much. And he went right straight into the wall, flat out, upside down, caught fire, did some damage to his lower extremities. We don't have an actual report.
He had to be life flighted out.
Right.
They didn't really.
Well, actually, they didn't life flight him. They took him in an
ambulance.
Yeah, able to make it.
Okay.
You're just having ambulance, helicopter, scared tactics on your mind right now.
So they x-rayed him and found that he had a lot of fractures in his lower body.
Well,
so
he went flat out into the, they had to postpone the qualifying to the point where they had to weld the
safer barrier back. Yeah, but that safer barrier saved his life. And he didn't have any upper body stuff. And so that's a miracle right there.
Well,
it really
you go
is.
From 230, or let's just give him 200.
And fire.
And fire. Well, the fire was... But, going from 230 to zero.
Yeah. you're going to pop and flip. And
dude, I mean, and then for him to get hit, I mean, it was so violent and so quick, you know, but that's the way Indy crashes are. Oh, not to flip back, but one other thing they did in the All-Star race last night, kind of a little hats off to IndyCar and F1, is they had two different types of tires. They had a standard tire with the orange lettering, and then they had a green tire. And the green tire was super sticky, but it wouldn't last maybe more than 20 laps.
Right.
And it looked like it was a 2-3 second advantage.
Wow.
So you had to use the green tires somewhere in
the race.
The race. Okay.
Well, so there's your strategy. Okay. You know, figure out when you're going to put them on.
So.
Okay.
It was Boyer, his crew chief, puts greens on the left and the yellows on the right. Well, everybody goes in an uproar. Well, and I think what it said that you had to put them on. It didn't say, but you had to put all four of them on as a set. And so that's what he had done. He put the set of greens on, came back in, and took two of the greens off and put the, and everybody was, you know, all the teams were going, hey, that's not fair. Well, it doesn't say. It says in the rule that. Yeah, such your typical.
That's funny.
It did not pay off at all. In fact, it was a detriment.
Oh.
Well, because you got soft tires on one side and hard tires on the other. I mean, that car's going to not know what the heck you're trying to get out of it. So, but yeah, so is NASCAR going to start doing this? I hope not. I know it's part of strategy, and I know it does enhance the racing, but I don't know. I kind of hope they don't do it. But it was a good race. But Bourget, from what we understand, he's looking at 6 to 8 weeks, you know, recovery time, and I'm sure he'll be back in a car.
Yeah.
But one of the things that was interesting is, how would you like to be the next car out?
No.
Which makes it even worse, because when Bourget hit the wall, just imagine a billion little pieces of carbon fiber and fiberglass and metal all over the track.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully they got out there and swept.
Well, and being the driver coming up next, it's like, oh, it's all, because all it's going to take is just one little shard.
And things can happen.
And then flipping back to I want to talk a little bit about the Xfinity race when Eric, what the heck's his last name? He's a young kid, brand new kid. He was beating the pants off Kyle Busch in the Xfinity race.
I didn't watch it.
And he picked up. It looked like a header bolt.
Oh, okay. Well, this was last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now
right?
He's put it on and made a necklace out
of
it.
Oh, great.
And he was
That's great.
He made a necklace out of it. He cleaned it and polished it and drilled a nice hole in it. He's got a little leather lanyard to put around his neck.
Right, because it lost him the race.
Killed him.
He was doing good.
He liked to beat his car to death after he did, because he was so angry.
Right. There was a rookie. Did you see the rookie, Zach Veach?
Mm.
He's in the first, you know, he's getting ready to do the Indy 500. Yeah. Been given this fabulous opportunity, and he crashed this week.
It's tough
kid.
Out there. I mean,
poor kid.
I don't know. Indy's not designed nor built for the speeds that they're running. It really is.
Well, yeah, it was built in 1900.
And it's right. Yeah. So I'm watching a little bit of the Rallycross, you know, the Red Bull Rallycross with Tanner Fouts and Speed. And, you know, the only problem is they didn't have like 8 cars is all they had for the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but it's most fun racing. Volkswagen Beetles, Ford Focus, and Honda Civics.
No
of
kidding.
All things. Yeah. But it was a hoot. I was enjoying the heck out of it. So I watched that before I came in. And then who's the motorcycle guy? Nikki Hayden was involved in a motorcycle accident. Hopefully he will be able to bounce back. Nikki Hayden, kind of one of my idols, even though I'm old enough to probably be his dad.
Oh, speaking of which, they're doing fast track motorcycle racing training.
Oh, you just had to bring that up. Flat track?
Yeah, up at Auto Club Speedway.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad they are.
Yeah. And so if you want to
I
was just looking at that. Fast track riders
want.
Dot, yeah.
No.
Go to the Auto Club Speedway website and you can try to learn how to ride a motorcycle.
In the dirt. I guess I could fall on asphalt.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. I don't even know if the Barona guys are calling in. I haven't heard anything. Not so far. So that's hopefully either one of the two will be calling in. But if not, we will be talking motorsports right here on Racer Radio. Don't forget to check us out right here on AM 1170.
The Answer, and on Facebook, Racer Radio. We have our own page.
That's right.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Barona Circle Track, www.baronaspeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com. You need to check out the website. Take the family. Go on up there. I'm telling you, it's absolutely a blast. Family owned and operated, and nothing but local racers. And every once in a while, you'll get a hot shoe in there, which always makes it exciting. We got Dirt Dude on the line. He is the voice of Barona Speedway. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. About yourself, Dave?
You know, just, you know, May is a pretty crazy month for motorsports. So, you know,
next weekend will be really, really busy. Well, it's a full day, you know, Formula One,
yep,
and then Indy, and then NASCAR.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Day.
Crazy. Are you going to be doing anything that weekend?
Nope, we ran this weekend, so we're off next weekend.
Doggone.
First time in like forever I can think of that we actually had a weekend off on Memorial Day.
Wow.
All right, so you can watch the race.
What was the reasoning for that?
And just the way it worked out, I think, the drag strip is having some big event. I think, is it next weekend?
Oh, I think.
Nitro cars.
Yeah, they're bringing in all the Nitro guys will be in. Well, that's good. That'll give you a chance to kick back, relax, and, make sure you relax and you can watch some tons and tons of racing, because it'll all be on for sure.
It's a day of just relaxing and watching. Hopefully nothing gets rained out, and then they push it to Monday, and then you don't get to watch it, and then you got to work.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of no rain, how'd it go last night?
It was a little warm last night. Not extremely warm, but it was warm. A little bit of wind in the afternoon. Once the sun went down, it was super nice. But just getting there was a little warm. Our junior drivers had a night for the 84. Deegan Irie got a main event win. The one, Charlie Carty, and the Sportsman Mini Dwarfs got a main event win, and that Deegan Irie was in the Masters Mini Dwarfs. And our junior sprints, Michael Thing got a main event win. That's his second main event win. Deegan Irie had his second main event win, and lost all my notes here. Charlie Carter got his third main event win. So those kids are doing good. All of our junior drivers are doing good. On to our big track. Greg Mann got his second main event win for the night. That was a pretty good race. A little bit of destruction at the beginning. So it was some bumping and banging going on and some crashing. Our pro and stock ponies, Dennis Taylor got his second main event win. And Eric Brett got his first main event win. That was a pro pony and a stock pony. IMC Modifieds. Good run last night. Matthew Hicks finally got his first main event win after having 3 second finishes.
Awesome.
And a fourth place in Paris.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We've had him on the show.
Yeah. We'll have to get him back.
He finally did it. And our points battle is really close in there right now, because Matthew Hicks is leading the points with a 157. Rolls-Royce Henry is in second with a 151. Cole Dick is in third with a 148. So that's like 9 points difference between those top three right there. And if you drop it back to fourth in points, Robert Pierce is at 140, so that's 17 points of difference between all four.
Mm.
Not bad.
Not bad.
That's going to be one to watch throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Very competitive.
Battle. Yeah, and then we go to our pure stocks. Surprised them all last night, ran them backwards. So that was pretty interesting. They all did right-hand turns. Robbie White in 11 got his first main event win, and it was a good run. Had a couple of interesting hiccups in it, but it was just a tire came off a car, pulled it underneath it, and the car kind of broke the rear end out from underneath it.
Oops.
And our last main event of the night was Dwarf Cars, and it was kind of hard to get that one in and underway. Ryan O'Connor got his first main event win. Brittany had a tough night. She actually had to work her way through a B main to the A main, but she actually finished ninth out of 21 cars we had there that night.
Well, okay.
It wasn't bad, but the problem is when I was talking to her that day, she was like, well, you know, it should be pretty easy if we didn't know we were going to have a B main. We had someone show up late. So 20 cars, over 20 cars, we have to run a B main because we only run 20 cars. Well, if you got 21 cars, you have to run a B main so that way you can pick the order of which one is. So your 21st car will be an alternate. So she ended up having to go and run the heat race where it was kind of dry slick. It was dry because it was so hot out. We cut the track and watered it, so it's a wet track for the B main, and then you go back to a dry track for the A main for the main event because they were last up. So she's like, it was a nightmare to figure out how to set that car up because it went both ways of the spectrum. You're on a dry slick track to a wet track to back to a dry slick track all through the day. So and we had a bad crash in that one at the end. Bobby Thompson went over like three times hard, but he walked away, and it was good to see that. He got out of the car. I talked to him.
Well, that's all the safety equipment you guys insist upon. And I think, you know, people really need to understand as fast as those guys go, you know, you guys are really strict on safety gear, and that's why they walk away.
Well, that dwarf car class is not, it's not the fastest class, but it is one of the faster classes. The problem is when they get going, they're so light and they're so small.
That's my point.
They take off. Dude, they go violent really quick. I mean, this guy was over three times hard on the kid rail, a couple of them. And, you know, we require Hans device, head and neck restraint. It doesn't have to be the official Hans, but it has to be a head and neck restraint device.
Right.
Radios, the full cage, you know, all the fire safety equipment stuff. And we all check that. Every race has to be checked, and it has to be, you know, your belts can only be within 3 years. Your helmet has to be within 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, there's stipulations you got to follow. And that's why, because these cars, you know, they go quick. Yeah, that was just, we were just watching the front straightaway. Next thing you know, he's over three times, and it was like really fast.
Oh, so scary.
We had about 62 cars there last night, about 400 fans, which there was so much going on. I think Canyon Speedway was running, which is out in Arizona. Paris was doing their Night of Destruction.
Orange Show was on.
Yeah, you had a lot of
Orange
competition.
Show.
Yeah.
Irwindale had another Night of Destruction, from what I heard. They had competing Night of Destruction.
Oh, jeez.
That's terrible.
Yeah, too much. Too much.
Well, it's too much up there.
Yeah.
And then there was Ventura. So everything up north of us, every track seemed like pretty much had something going on.
Wow.
Well, you still pulled 400. That's not bad.
Yeah, I got to thank our new trophy lady, Holly. She's now a trophy presentator. She does a presentation of the trophy, and then she'll turn around, and then she does the videos of me interviewing the drivers. So now we are actually getting videos of the drivers being interviewed after the race, and that's on Facebook, on our website, bonusspeedway.com, on Facebook. So
That's
pretty nice. Now we can actually get our winners out there.
Now, that's not Hot Rod Holly, is it?
No, it's a different Holly.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I was going to say, unless somebody chauffeured Hot Rod Holly up there, she wouldn't go.
I was going to say, and she wouldn't be doing the video.
She'd be in front of the video.
Yeah. She wouldn't be videoing you.
So
you get her on your radio show sometimes. She's really nice. She's really into racing. Everything for racing. So
we'd
really
love to
cool.
have her. Right.
Actually, Brittany has a lot of things planned. We were talking about this the other day at the driver's meeting, after the driver's meeting. She's got a lot of things she wants to try and do. The Father's Day thing, some other groups. I forgot to tell you. Sheldon Creed was at the track on practice night.
Oh, was he?
So he shows up. Yeah, he shows up with his dwarf car. Everyone's like, hey, you want to run my car? You want to run my car? So he jumped from his dwarf car to a lightning sprint, California lightning sprint. Did well. And then Royce Henry was up there with his modified. And he's like, hey, you want to take it for a spin? He's like, sure. He gets in it and runs first time in the car. As fast a time as Royce runs in his car normally.
Well, the kid has just got natural talent. I mean, he's one of these kind of guys. He's one of these kind of guys. You put him behind any kind of a steering wheel, and there's a good chance he's going to do well.
He just figures it out and gets it and how to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, he's an amazing his grandfather's seen a lot in him, and he's put all the efforts, which, you know, that's what it's going to take, no doubt about it.
So we found
we're
Holly.
We're working on trying to get him on to call in sometime and talk to you.
Good.
Sounds good.
So your girl is Holly Henry.
Yeah, we found her.
Yep.
My God. Do you make her dress up like that?
Oh, she sports her colors all the time.
Dude.
Everywhere she goes.
I like that checkered flag. My God, right? You can wave that at me anytime you like.
Okay, yeah. Calm down.
I just got to go fast so I can get a checkered flag. That's the deal.
Calm down.
When's the next race before I have to go jump in a shower?
2 weeks.
And what do you have? Same old, same old, same old, same old?
Just the same old, same old, same old. We're talking about on the 17th of June. 17th will be our next figure eight race. And we're talking sometime around maybe August 26th. We're trying to put the race together because no one's running in anywhere in Southern California or Arizona on that night.
Wow.
We're talking about maybe doing a big street stock with 1,200 to win.
Ooh, that's not a bad
And if
idea.
We can get over 30 cars to show up, if you take the green flag, you're getting $100 just for taking the green flag. Wow. So the guy that finishes last doesn't make the race. Whoever takes the green flag gets $100, and we pay up from there.
When do you plan on doing that? What date?
We're trying to work that around for the 26th of August. So
maybe we can.
It's not official yet. It's still working.
Well, let's see. Give me, you know, if you guys get close, let's put it on KUSI. Make a really big deal out of it.
Yeah, that's the one. That'll be pretty good. Or our figure eight race, which is, like I said, on the 17th.
Either one you want. Let's just do it. But I got to have enough advance notes. Just send me an email. Hey, and Michelle and I were talking. The minute Brittany wins her first race, then we're going to put her on radio and TV about her first win. So be ready.
Yeah.
She holds you to it.
Hey, it's around the corner. Hey, it is around the corner. I can tell.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about figure eight racing.
Yep.
I guess they had their night of destruction in Paris last night, and they had a huge, huge crash. The guy walked away from it, demolished the car.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's a guy that's been, he's raced at our track, Earl Jr., Earl. Oh, it's Earl, and I saw the video of it last night when they were talking about it. I was like, wow, that was a hard hit. So you don't think these guys ever hit hard in
a figure eight
race.
Mike Spencer's calling in from Paris next. So I think he was at the track last night, so I'm sure he can fill us in on it as well. So just keep your radio tuned.
Mike Spencer's a sprint car guy, so I thought he'd be talking about sprint car series.
He talks about everything. Yeah, that guy, he loves to talk.
Okay.
He loves to talk. He's a great, great guy. We love him. All right. Yeah. Okay, buddy. Then we're going to go ahead and let you go. Thanks very much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you down the road.
We'll talk to you later. You guys have a good one.
All right.
You got it. Take care. This is AM 1170.
The Answer.
We'll be right back.
AM 1170. The Answer.
Sit here. Nick is looking at me like,
we're going to
go on air,
about?
Nick. We're going to go on air. Hey, this is Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer. Paris Auto Speedway sponsors this segment. We can't thank them enough. And one of the best interviewers we ever get from Paris Auto Speedway is on the line. Wild man, Mike Spencer. How you doing, Butsky?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, we always enjoy having you on. Are you kidding? So, I got to tell you, every time Scott lines you up, he must sit on his phone for what, 20 minutes to 30 minutes, doing an outline on you like we don't know who you are. He tells us all the things you've done in your life.
Yeah, there were three large text messages with a bunch of information about you. Like, and now that we know we have two little kids.
Yeah, you got kids. Well, he's just laid it all out. But so did you guys run? Did you run last night?
No, we race next weekend at Paris for the Salute to Indy race. Yeah, but we were off this last week.
Were you at the track last night?
No,
I understand he had a pretty bad accident. A dirt dude from Verona he was on before you, and he was saying that one of the figure eight totally, destroyed the car, but walked away in good condition. So that's the key.
Huh.
Yeah. figure eight race. Who would race in a figure eight race anyway? I like to go. I want us all to go the same direction.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's hard enough just to go around everybody going the same direction to not run into each other, let alone to cross each other's path down the straightaway.
Exactly.
That'd be pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy, but hey, you know, a lot of people do it. So you're getting ready for next weekend.
Yep.
And you're going in with your third in the points standings.
Wow.
Huh? Good.
Yeah.
Now, do you care about points, or do you just care about? Is it more fun for you? Or points really matter and you're really looking for a championship?
I mean, yeah, that's always the end goal. But to be honest, going after race wins is really what you try to focus on. And that's the goal every night. And, you know, that's kind of where you get the satisfaction. And then at the end of the year, you know, kind of wherever all the points, they kind of fall wherever they fall. And,
right.
But the winning the championship is very rewarding too. But, you know, I always try to say if you could win every race, all the points would take care of themselves. So that's kind of what you have to go after.
Right. And you got enough on your plate not to have to worry about points. You know, once you got the car figured out and it does what you wanted to do and you podium, you know, there's a good chance you're going to be happy at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's true.
But the main reason you're doing it is because you love it. I mean, the points and the trophies and all that—that's just kind of, cherry on the cake, so to speak. But it's the actual racing itself that is where you get the most joy out of it.
Oh, absolutely! It's my passion, and it's all I ever wanted to do, really, since I was a little kid. So, yeah, racing sprint cars—I don't—it doesn't get much better than that, and so I'm fortunate to be able to do it.
Yeah, I know. I tell you, I mean, I didn't get into a sprint car until I was a lot older, and it's a good thing too. Because let me tell you, if I'd have got into one when I was younger, actually, yeah. I do have a picture of me in a sprint car indoor running in Oakland, California, and I think I'm like 5 years old, sitting in the car with a helmet on. And let me tell you could see I was so hooked even at that age. It just didn't pan out the way I wanted it to, but yeah.
Yeah. That's always cool to see. You see the little kids get in the cars after the races and stuff. And I remember from when I was a kid, and I always kind of laugh because, you know, they can't see over the steering wheel. And I remember, you know, doing that as a kid. So I always tell them to stand up so they could see, you know, kind of see where they would be going and stuff like that. But it's always fun to see that.
There's nothing better than to get a child in a race car and then look at the look on their faces. Oh, my goodness. Because you never know what's going to, you know, flip a switch. You know, I mean, I bet there's a lot of drivers out there that started out just by sitting in somebody else's car at a race, and that's all it takes.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, everybody starts out as a fan, and even when you get into it, I could say I myself, I'm still a race fan, you know, even though I'm involved in it too. So,
yeah, well, and I think that's what makes for great race car drivers is because, you know, they are fans. You know, they really are, and. So I understand, looking over your long email here.
He's won the Salute to Indy before in 2012.
I know. So. I know. In fact, 2012, was I there? I don't know if I was there or there. But now I understand you have a son, Nolan?
Yeah. Yeah, he's about 18 months.
So he's not quite old enough to start.
He's almost there. He's almost there.
And then my daughter, Vera, she just turned 3.
Oh, perfect. Wow.
So
is she kind of a gearhead?
I mean, she's been around it since she was born, you know, and so she likes going to the races and it's kind of neat because we raced our last races up in Ventura and it's one of the few places where we actually go and watch from the grandstands. And so I just went up there and watched the races with them and they were sitting there. And it's kind of neat to see them watching the cars go around. Mm-hmm. My son, he was a little more interested in the birds flying by than he was the race cars, I think. But my daughter, she loves watching the races.
Yeah, isn't that exciting when you I know my daughter, when she was real little, I used to race go-karts, and I ran a track up in Northern Cal. I'll never forget it. She was like 5 years old, and we were getting ready to race, and somebody stole my cart.
Aww.
And I looked and looked, and there she was. She had pushed it out onto the track and was trying to push it. And she's 5 years old.
Aww.
She wasn't in it. She was just getting it on the track, and
She was trying to help you.
Never forget that. Yeah, it's the only
she
way.
She was their pit crew.
That's the only way I could win if I get her to push it ahead of everybody else. So, got to talk about it. Who's on the side of the car? Who helps you get to the track?
Yeah, a lot of people. We have Ganson Engineering Motorsports. That's our partners, Dennis and Crystal Ganson. And we have Trent Shoring and Ramble and Priestley Racing Engines. We're all behind this, and we have a lot of help with, product sponsors and stuff that we couldn't do it without. So we appreciate all of them for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, because, a lot of people don't realize, it's important that without sponsorship, unless you got what's the old saying? If you want to make $1 million in motorsports, you start with three.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But, the biggest thing with you, you're just having a good time. It's very family. And, because every time Michelle and I go to the track and we run into you, you can just feel the vibe. You're having a great time, and you've got a phenomenal crew around you, which you couldn't.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, I have a really good group of guys. And now we've all kind of been together just at a year now with this team, with the Gansons. And so I feel like, everything's kind of starting to come together, which is exciting to see. And last year didn't go quite as good as we were hoping, but we're off to a pretty good start this year. And we were able to get a win last race at Ventura. So it's nice to, when you can win a race earlier in the year, it kind of boosts your confidence. And then it kind of takes a little bit of pressure off to go get that first one and gets that out of the way. So hopefully we can go for more and get the next one here at the Salute to Indy.
So do you put a lot of pressure on yourself, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, I put a lot of pressure on myself. I would say so. I try to, go to every race to win the race. So I do put pressure on myself to perform and get everything I can out of the car. And if you want to be a race driver, that's what you got to figure out how to do.
And don't you feel that, it starts at the top? I mean, you've got to be over passionate to expect your guys or girls below you to be just as passionate, even though they're not behind the wheel. They got to see how bad you want it to keep themselves, motivated and up.
Yeah, I think so. And I think more so with the people coming into the sport and the younger drivers and stuff, and they're learning and learning from the veteran guys. And as they start to have, some success and see what it takes to try to beat those guys that have been around for a while. And then you kind of get up when you get up there and race into the top five and even into the top three, things change a little bit. And it's more competitive and more intense. So the races, they're hard to win, and only one guy wins and everybody else is mad. So, but it's pretty rewarding when you can.
Right. And like I said, it's funny how you plan to win, but you can never plan to win because you just never know what's going to, the Eric Jones was the gentleman I was trying to think about. He ran in the Xfinity race and a bolt went through his radiator. Yeah. And he was going to win. He was going to beat Kyle Busch. And this kid, I thought he was going to beat his car to death when he went into the pits. And he's now made a necklace out of it's a header bolt is what it is. And he's made he made a necklace out of it. So I guess that's what you do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. Everybody probably treats things different. You kind of have some of the stuff that I remember, some of the parts that are broken before, we had to hang those up on the shelf and kind of like the world's fastest Indy in the movie, and it'd be like sacrifices to the gods of speed. So
I know.
Put parts up there like that.
Isn't it the truth? So I don't know. We probably asked you this before, but are you pretty happy in the class you're in right now? You got any plans on moving up, or are you going to stay pretty much where you're at?
I like racing sprint cars, and realistically, I'm older to go do, move into some asphalt or stock car types of racing. But I sprint cars is probably probably the upper class for dirt racing, which is what I like. So I'm fortunate to be here. I would like to do, I still would say I'd like to do the USAC Silver Crown series and race on some of the miles and stuff like that. That's always been a goal that I'd say I haven't crossed off the list, but I've been fortunate to, race sprint cars as long as I have and some midget stuff and stuff like that. It's been a lot of fun.
See, I've never had the opportunity, and I've driven a sprint car. I mean, I was telling you, Randy Waitman's, he let me go out and play. I always, for some reason, I'd want to go to the Chili Bowl. That just seems to be, I know, and everybody I've talked to that's been is 1 week of hell. I mean, it's work, 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 race, 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 work, 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 race, 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 and hopefully you finish. But that's but that is that a track you'd like to go to, or have you been?
Oh, and I've run the Chili Bowl probably 10 times.
Oh.
I've made the A-Main there Saturday night before, and so I've done that quite a bit. It's a lot of fun. It's very intense racing and a lot of fun too, and kind of the way the track is with the size being small and everybody has a chance. It's not like you need the latest and greatest engine. As long as it runs pretty good, you'll have a fighting chance there. And it's always fun to race against some of the NASCAR guys that come down, to that race, and you can kind of, race those guys and guys from all over the country and all different types of race cars. So it's a fun race for sure.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Mike, always great talking to you. We're going to try to get up to Paris. When are we going?
Well, it would be next weekend.
Yeah, so we're going to see if we can't come up there, and we'll bring a rabbit's foot, see if that'll help out.
Oh, no. We don't like rabbit's foot.
Oh, that's right. She has a bunny.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, she doesn't want you to take her bunny foot.
I always root for you because we have basically the same name. And when I was a kid, they used to call me Mike Spencer as a joke.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, instead of Michelle.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, now you're under more pressure. She expects you to win now under her name.
Right.
Well, yeah, hope to see you guys out there and everybody else as well. It's like our second biggest race there besides the Oval Nationals, and it's always a real exciting race. So,
all right, buddy. All right, hey, we look forward to seeing you, and we'll make a point to try to get up there next week. And otherwise, keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up. We'll talk to you later.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, hey, we're going to take a small break. You folks are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Care. If you're interested in going racing, you want to do a dyno pull to make sure your car has a good baseline, well, that's the place you need to go. Just mention you heard it right here on Racer Radio for a pretty substantial discount. Well, all the tracks were running pretty much last night.
Everything's in full swing.
Including the Orange Show.
In San Berdu.
Yep, and Austin Edwards was up there last night. We asked him to call in.
He's one of our young racers.
Yes, he is. A whopping, 12 years old?
Yes, 12 years old.
How'd it go last night there, Hollywood?
Well, some nights are good nights, and some nights are learning nights.
Oh, learning. No. That's a good way to put it. A learning night.
I like
that. It's a teachable moment.
I'm writing that down.
A learning night.
What did you learn? What did you learn last night?
Well, for one, make sure you don't hook bumpers with someone.
No. Now, which car were you driving?
That was a mini stock, a.k.a. the Pinto.
Okay.
You didn't hurt
the poor Pinto.
You didn't hurt the Pinto, did you?
What was that?
You didn't hurt it, did you?
He just lost a horseshoe.
Well, I might need a new door. The bumper is pointing straight.
Oh, nice.
Flat tire, broken door. It could be a lot worse.
All cosmetic. Buffs right out.
Yeah.
So I guess asking what place you placed probably is irrelevant.
Out of 23 cars, I got 20th, so I guess you could say I got a top 20.
He wasn't last.
Hey, you weren't last.
I guess so.
Oh, my.
Want to put it that way.
And he survived.
Now let me, does that really, seriously, really just bum the heck out of you when that happens?
It's not the junior or late model that's on TV and all that, but it still sucks to have a bad night because we're not going to be able to go there all year because of conflicting races with the junior late model and the May stock. So I wanted to do as good as I could every race there. We've been doing good from the inverts coming from the back all the way to the front. And we are a little bit bummed out to have a bad night now, but we know we can recover from that.
Oh, yeah. So on a positive note, I understand you're working on a hood for a charity of some kind? Tell me about that.
Well, it's actually for the Nathan Tyler Davis Foundation. Tyler Davis was a fallen soldier in my area. He's the He's actually the first fallen soldier in Yucaipa since Vietnam. And, you know, I actually never got the privilege to know Tyler, but I know his mom is the secretary of my school.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just amazing. And after I started learning more about it, and, you know, I'd love to help our Army and military as much as we could. So mm-hmm. when I heard about this, why not? And so we asked if we could put his name on the side of his car, or our car. And but then Obby Wraps actually came in and said, no, we're going to make this a lot bigger. And now we have this hood that just looks amazing.
Mm.
What is the design on the tribute?
Is it a picture of him himself, or what is it? What's on?
There's three pictures, and I don't know if I can even explain it. Obby Wraps did a good job on that.
How about, I got an idea. Now are you going to donate this off, raffle anything off? What's going to be done with the hood?
We've actually been selling $5 raffle tickets from where the races we go, and we're going to, on June 7th, I believe, is when we're going to pick the ticket and give it away.
Oh.
No kidding. Jeez, I wonder if I get you to KUSI. Think you can squeeze down? You never know. It might help out. Give people an opportunity to throw some money at this hood.
Oh, yeah. We've already raised about a little over $500 for the foundation, and I believe that's already a third of a scholarship, and that's what the foundation does. They help with scholarships.
So I gotcha.
Anything that we could do, we've already got a third of the way there. We want to do as much as we can.
Well, I'll hook up with your mom and look at the schedules, and you know, I know it's a drive for you guys, but the cause, it's well worth it. If people were listening right now, would like to donate or like to buy a ticket, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you don't exactly have to put it through my name. You can go to the NathanTylerDavisFoundation.com, and they should have a little donating button somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, we'll definitely do that. Yeah, I'd like to get you down, and you know, especially I'm sure that wrap is just going to be awesome. And now this is the full-size hood off the Pinto?
It's on the late model, actually.
Oh, off the late model. So it's a really big hood.
Yeah, on the late model. Yes.
Wow. That is so cool. Yeah, that wrap company. What's the name of them again?
Obby Wraps or AVI Wraps, whatever way you like to put it. But they just went over the top with it.
Wow. They go to over the top every time they do something with your car. Have you noticed that?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know. Must be your good grades, huh?
Yeah. You know,
speaking of which, how's school doing?
I don't want to think about that right now. School's almost over.
Right.
What do you mean it's almost over? I talked to your mom. You're going to summer school. Don't worry about it. You'll be working right straight through.
Summer school. It's racing season.
Say what?
Say what? No, I'm only kidding.
That's news to Austin.
Yeah. So when's your next race?
Actually, next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. That's when we're going to be racing with the Tyler Davis hood on the car.
Where are you going to be at?
That'll be in the Junior Late Model at Madeira Speedway.
Oh, you're going back up to Madeira?
Yeah. Yep. And then right back to Orange after that. And then we get a break, and then we go another 4 weeks straight. So, we've been busy.
Yeah. Well, that's good for you. And that keeps you. And that's not one car, folks. That's two cars.
And there's still that many races.
Yeah. Well, it definitely keeps you on your toes.
Right. Yeah.
So the Pinto's in the shop.
Actually, they're both in the trailer right now. We need to unload those pretty soon.
Ah.
But although the bumper stick is straight on the Pinto, we need to fit it in the garage with that. After that, we fixed it.
Yeah, well, at least with the Pinto, it's still easy to get parts for those things, right?
Well, it is a 1970s Pinto.
Oh.
So, sort of.
You don't have a bunch of them out in the back lot?
Nope.
Oh, man. No pre-planning. You know, no pre-planning there, I can tell.
Nah, I think we got an extra bumper, but to be honest, give me a hammer. I'd gladly hit that bumper back into place.
Mm. I had a sneaky feeling you would. All right, Austin. Hey, I'm going to let you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you very much for calling in. And, hey, 20th out of 23 is still better than 23 out of 23.
Right.
Yeah, but we started 22nd. Only gained 2 spots.
Oh, well, hey. At least you gained 2, right? Glass is half full and there's a flower in it.
A learning night.
Yes.
I love that learning
night. Well, hey, good luck next week.
Yeah, and as long as you're okay, that's all that's important.
Right.
Is that you're not hurt and, you know, cars can be fixed. And we look forward to talking to you Hey, we'll probably give you a call tomorrow, next weekend, see how well you did. Maybe it'll be good luck for you.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Oh, by the way, throw the advertisers out there one more time.
Well, first of all, I got to say, please follow my Facebook and Instagram at First Place Ace. And I got to say thanks to, of course, Avi Raps for doing everything that they do. Club Twang, Burson's Heating and Air, C&M and Lounge Electric, my church, Foothill Bible Church, LG Engineering, Wet Haze Photography, and Cool Shirts. And
how about Mom and Dad?
Oh yeah.
You do want to eat tonight. You do want to eat tonight, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Give them both a great big hug from us too. All right, bud.
All right.
All right, you take care. Folks, Austin Edwards, keep your eye open. That kid's gonna go someplace. All right. Well, we've got this is almost over. Memorial Day weekend is next weekend. It is gonna be wild if you're a motorhead.
Right. So we're going to watch the race in the morning, then come do radio.
DVR.
So people are going to need to text us with the updates, or I'll have my IndyCar app keep us up to date.
Maybe we have to move into the other studio.
I think we have to. Yeah.
At least for Indy.
We have to watch the race in this studio that we're in.
We won't pay any attention.
The cold. Yeah, we will. We'll be fine.
We are not.
But in the cold studio that we're in today, which is our new normal studio,
I Station 1210.
Has no TV.
Hey, shall I push the envelope and see if I can get a TV? I mean, I pushed it.
Hey.
Oh, look. I made Nick look around. Hey, I'm a good envelope pusher. I can push.
The owner of the station will be fine with that, right?
That's right. All right, folks. As you can hear by Michelle's going home song,
yes.
We're out of here.
It's happy trails time.
That's right. But the Gun Sports Radio is coming up next, and it's just me and Hollywood in the house.
Uh-oh, trouble.
Trouble with a capital T right here on AM 1170.
The Answer, and we will see you next week.
You got it.
Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170 The Answer.
KCBQ
San Diego, a service of Salem Media Group on the NASDAQ at SALM.